Good morning. Actually, I've decided not to talk about how to get into high school without an Alberta diploma. I'm going to talk about whales. Is that okay? I do want to start with a story, though, because everybody likes a story, at least not, which is me. Recently, off the southern tip of the Baja Peninsula in Mexico, a whale-watching tourist boat was out watching the gray whales frolicking off the coast, and to their horror, there was a large gray whale that was thrashing about in the water, completely and totally entangled in a fisherman's net. And so they called the Mexican Coast Guard, and they came out with divers, and they went into the water, and they began to move up close to the whale. Now, this is about a 40-foot mammal in the water. You can imagine if it's thrashing around, a little dangerous to get close to it. And they began to move in close to this whale, and in an attempt to begin to start to cut the netting off of this this whale, and as they began to get close and cut, the whale completely began to be still. And in fact, at one point, as they were cutting the netting off, and it took considerable time, the whale actually rolled over onto its back with its stomach up so they could cut the mesh off its stomach. In some places, the mesh was a half an inch to an inch deep down into its flesh. You know, the animal would have surely died. And they cut the netting off, and the whale was free to go and to live. And it's possible that homeschooling through high school can be like that. It doesn't have to be. I'm a facilitator with Wisdom Homeschooling, have been for about 8 years, and I do want to talk to you today about pursuing a post-secondary education without an Alberta diploma. I'm just going to briefly give you a bit of an overview of what I'm going to talk about. And this could be a very information-heavy topic, and I'm going to try real hard to make it not that. If you want more information, you can certainly talk to me, and hopefully there's some in your handout, or you can ask me for more information later. The first area that I want to look at is, what are your upfront considerations? The second area that we're gonna touch on is, why would you choose not to get an Alberta diploma? And the third area is, what avenues and methods would you use to achieve getting entrance into post-secondary without a diploma? And lastly, the conclusion would be, how do you achieve harmony between your upfront considerations and the avenues and methods you'd use to complete high school? My first question to you is, how do you make a decision? I'm asking you personally to think about that. How do you make decisions in your life? Do you have a method that you use, or is it just haphazard, or how do you make a decision? Because when we talk about these sorts of things, we are talking about making decisions. Let me make a few suggestions to you to consider. So often in life we tend to start at the end and then work back to the beginning. And it's really important in making decisions about high school that we look at some of the priorities that we have to complete high school at home. Do you want to use your own curriculum materials? Is that important to you? Do you want an education with a strictly Christian worldview, or do you want different worldviews in your education for your children? Is the love of learning important? Now that can be a bit of an airy-fairy term, but you know, the bottom line on Monday morning is, do you as young people, and do your children look forward to learning, or is it a real battle? Is excitement in learning important? Do we want to be excited to learn? Do you want academic rigor? Do you want a real academic challenge? Do you want the surest and the most direct path to post-secondary education? You want the safe way? Is that important? Who or whom do you want to deliver the educational program? Do you want to do it? You want someone else to do it? Do you want your child to, or the student, to take that responsibility eventually? What does high school graduation mean to you? What is it? You know, I've thought a lot about this. Is high school graduation a point of responsibility, or is it a point of information? I'm beginning to be a real dilemma at my age. You know, if I don't have my glasses on, I can't read this, and if I have them on, you're all just a blur. That's just a terrible, my goodness. What about family management? How important is the path that you choose in terms of managing the day-to-day affairs in your home? Who are you as a person, both the parent and the student? What are you like? Are you an inside-the-box person, or are you outside the box? Are you a risk-taker? Do you have a lot of fears? Are you self-disciplined, or do you prefer to have discipline imposed on you? Who's involved in the decision-making process? Parents, students, friends, family? You know, these are just a few questions that I would suggest that you might ask yourself and answer before you begin to decide how you want to complete high school at home. The next point that is extremely important, and it's one that we often overlook, and I'm not sure if it's one that we misunderstand. What are the specific requirements for admission to the program that you desire to take? Not sure how many of you have looked at a college or university calendar, but it can be a very frustrating experience. It's difficult to find straightforward answers. And even in doing the research for this, I found it, to be honest, very frustrating. One thing you will notice is that there are no overall requirements to get into post-secondary other than being able to speak and write English. Other than that, every single faculty and department has their own admission requirements. And for me to stand up here this morning and tell you what they all are is, first, not possible, and second, not practical. But you need to know that they're all different. I did find out something interesting. Both the University of Alberta and the University of Calgary specifically state in their calendar they do not require an Alberta diploma to get admission into the Bachelor of Arts program or the Bachelor of Science. You want me to say that again? They do not require an Alberta diploma. Those are their words, and that's probably one of the clearest things that I saw in their calendars. They do require specific subjects to be completed. They told me that they do require a minimum average be maintained in the 5 required high school courses, which are generally English, math, social studies, and 2 sciences. Normally, the average to get into the U of A is 72%, but that is based on the pool of students it's applying, and if the pool is low, the average decreases. Last year, it was 70%. What information are you basing your decisions on? I would say in my travels visiting homeschool families, one of the greatest dilemmas, and I think for all of us, is we often, rather than asking these questions up front and really taking time to consider, we often base our decisions on things that we heard from other people. Or we think we heard. You know, a man said something interesting to me once. He said, we have 2 choices in life. We can either react to each other or respond to God. And I really encourage you to not base your decisions on hearsay and reacting to what you heard or you think you heard. But to base your decision on solid, reliable, well-researched information. How do you find out what's required to get into the specific program you're interested in? Well, you can look at the calendar. You can make contact with a student advisor or the registrar's office. You can write a letter. Or you can have a personal interview with a student advisor for admissions. I used to teach at the college level and did a little bit of student advising. I can tell you this, that what we talked to the students about face-to-face was different than what was in the calendar. I would suggest to you that you'll get the best picture by having a personal interview. What does it mean if you're not going to get an Alberta diploma? You know, the Alberta diploma basically says you need a minimum of 100 credits, and it gives you a list of courses that you must take. If you're not going to get an Alberta diploma, the long and short of it is that you're not necessarily going to get 100 credits, and you're not necessarily going to take all the courses that are required by the diploma. And I would say that for most people going into an academic program, you're going to have to take those 5 core courses one way or the other, unless you pursue some alternative methods, which I'll go through. The main thing that you would not have to do if you don't take an Alberta diploma is you could probably drop the Phys Ed 10 and the Career and Life Management courses. Those would be 2 that you could sidestep without taking the diploma. And then, of course, the other credits in locally developed courses, CTS courses. So by not taking an Alberta diploma, basically you're not fulfilling the requirements the government says that you need to fulfill to get a piece of paper that says you have a diploma. It's important to remember there's a huge difference between a diploma and a transcript. A transcript is a record of marks. A diploma is a record of things done to achieve a recognition. If you look at it as going on a journey, what factors cause you to choose one route over another? What are your goals for the trip? You know, as you get ready as a family to plan for a holiday, you know, we drove across Canada in 2001. What makes us decide to take a certain highway and not take another? What would make us decide to take Highway 16, the northern route, rather than the Trans-Canada? What are your goals for the trip? Now I'm talking figuratively about graduation, of course, or completing high school. Is getting from point A to B the most important thing, or the quality of the journey? Is time and distance important? How about the traffic, the comfort level? Is scenery important? What things do you want to see? Who do you want to meet? What about obstacles? Road construction, road closures, are those important decisions in terms of deciding how you want to complete high school? What about the cost? Time, money, peace of mind? I would suggest if you clearly establish what your priorities are for completing a high school education at home, the answer as to why you would choose not to get an Alberta diploma should become very clear to you. What are the pros and cons of getting a diploma as opposed to not? Some of the pros might be you have a greater choice of content and delivery of learning materials. You have an opportunity to enhance the love of learning, excitement to learn, motivation. You have more control over the scheduling, and it may give you a greater opportunity to accommodate different learning styles. What are some of the cons of not getting an Alberta diploma? You may experience content gaps, particularly in science and socials. Now, that's assuming you want to write a diploma exam and get a transcript. Several large employers insist on grade 12 as a prerequisite for being hired. Example, Syncrude. A lot of these companies will not hire you without a grade 12 diploma. We've had some discussions with Syncrude about that. Parents and students may struggle with rigorous material, particularly in upper high school grade levels of math and science. And you know something? That's something you need to consider. That can be a problem. There may be a disconnect between your own curriculum and the diploma exam content and possible post-secondary course content. Some of the homeschool curriculum... Some of the homeschool curriculum that you use may leave a gap between the end of that curriculum and writing a diploma exam. What are the avenues and methods that you can use to gain entrance into post-secondary without a diploma? Academic upgrading is one. It's grade 12 completion at college. You need to be 18 years of age. And the two main avenues to get in is either through a transcript or you can write a placement test. GED, if you're 18 years of age or older and have been out of school for at least 10 consecutive months, you have the opportunity to write the grade 12 equivalency exam. Again, remember, all these things are dependent on whether the program accepts these things or not. Most universities will accept academic upgrading. Mature student. If you're at least 18 years of age and you have certain high school courses, you may be eligible for admission to a program you want to attend. I know the University of Alberta says that you're eligible to get into the law faculty if you're 35 years of age or over, if that interests any of you. Transcript and diploma exams. You can fulfill the core requirements of the Alberta Learning Courses by either selecting your own resources or using Alberta curriculum. You can use Alberta Distance Learning. And your marks are confirmed by the facilitator. And you write the diploma exam, and 50% of your mark is the coursework and 50% is a diploma exam. You also have the option to challenge the Alberta Diploma exams, and that would mean that the exam mark would be 100% of your final mark. You can also look at being a transfer student as another way to gain access. Athabasca University is a good way to do that. Anyone 16 years of age or older is eligible for admission to Athabasca, regardless of previous educational experience and without a high school diploma. They have credit transfers set up with several universities, and you have to check to see which courses transfer. They transfer on a course by course basis. The King's University College here is also very open to homeschool students. And you can also the University of Calgary also has a specific section for homeschool students. What are some of your alternatives? Portfolio or negotiation? You can keep a comprehensive record of student assignments, projects, written work, pictures, a record of evaluation of marks, usually I suggest from grade 10 onward. You can present a portfolio and negotiate. Another alternative is to write a placement exam, usually in English and math. And a third alternative is to write the SAT or the Student Achievement Test. Trinity Western University in Langley will accept students on that basis. In conclusion, my suggestion to you is you want to achieve harmony between your upfront considerations and the avenues and methods you decide to use to complete high school at home. If you want to choose your own curriculum, it would not make sense that you would go to Alberta Distance Learning to use theirs. So I encourage you to look at your options, to research, to study, and to find out what works best for you and for your child. Thank you.